Corey Irwin, who hears only a game on WBUR, has been thinking sports and business. He emailed to say, while listening to my two favorite NPR shows, Marketplace and Only a Game, I heard the phrases corporate merger and NFL lockout. Has it occurred to anyone but me that all the unions for pro athletes should merge? They all discuss the same issues, salary cap, drug testing, health care, etc. The combined unions could place their full force behind negotiations with each group of owners. After they get their own house in order, maybe they could unionize college athletics and help remedy that outrageously unfair system. Sally Kirshner was unhappy with Charlie Pierce's comment about Brigham Young University's suspension of a basketball player for violating BYU's honor code. Did I hear Charlie compare BYU to the former East Germany? Ms. Kirshner wrote. Not a good idea. That type of commentary only provides fodder for the conservatives to continue their blasting of NPR. Could Mr. Pierce not veer toward the Glenn Beck style of wildly inappropriate statements? Why invite trouble? Meanwhile, Tom Kufel emailed to say he thinks Charlie would be a natural choice to voice the squawk of the Affleck duck.
Affleck!
Brent Mellon enjoyed my conversation 2 weeks ago with Phil Sutherland, who co-founded cycling's Team Type 1, in part to publicize how athletes with diabetes can control their disease and compete at cycling's highest level. Thank you for finally doing a positive story on competitive cycling, Mr. Mellon wrote. Team Type 1 is a great example of what you can do with determination despite adverse medical conditions. I hope to hear other stories that show the positive side of cycling on your show. Richard Danka enjoyed last week's conversation with St. Peter's basketball coach John Dunn. More of this, please, he wrote. We can get the focus on pro sports anywhere, but no one else would give us this giddy coach. You can comment on stories and conversations you've heard on Only a Game by calling the listener line, 617-353-1860. You can contact us through our website, onlyagame.org, and every once in a while we still get a letter or a postcard addressed to Only a Game, WBUR, 890 Commonwealth Avenue, Boston, Massachusetts, 02215, and I gather the staff around me when that happens, and we all read together. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Harvard University, whose summer school has courses for high school, college, and adults to earn academic credit and experience campus life. Summer.harvard.edu. And Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. This is NPR.
In honor of March Madness, a Maryland television station has staged Mascot Madness 2011. The competition pitted Screech of the Washington Nationals, Slapshot of the Washington Capitals, and T-Rec of the Montgomery County Department of Recreation against each other and eight other furry creatures with gigantic heads. The mascot stumbled up and down the court, occasionally managing to clumsily fling the basketball into the hoop. When all the fake fur had flown, Claude, C-L-A-W-E-D, the mascot for American University, emerged the winner. The Battling Baron of Chevy Chase High and Jack the Bulldog of Georgetown University have both been suspended from further competition for swearing at the officials.